Hey, how's it going?
Robert, thanks so much for coming in this morning, buddy.
Mate, absolutely. Always good to stop by and say g'day.
Hey, so we want to talk, first of all, about Steve Irwin Day.
Yes.
And that is on the 14th of December.
15th, straight 15th. After. And the reason I remember that is 14th is my brother-in-law's birthday. And then straight after that, we got Steve Irwin Day. It's going to be a busy couple of days.
And she's not going to be there. She's taken off to Western Australia.
Yeah, oh, mate.
Exactly. So Paula's going to be filling in for Caroline, who's done all this before.
Yeah. But see, here's the thing. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. You wear a little touch of khaki and celebrate Steve Irwin Day. That's what it's all about.
I love that. Just while Caroline is in Western Australia, is there a particular venomous snake she should look out for?
You're in the venomous snake hotspot. There's a lot, which is great. It's awesome.
It's why I am so scared of snakes. I grew up in Margaret River. We are dugite country.
Yeah.
You know, dugites and tiger snakes are the only. Like, everyone in Queensland is like, snakes don't hurt you. Well, they do where I grew up.
Well, that's the thing. When you got a spot that's a high density of venomous snakes, you just gotta learn the rules. Yeah. You know, you gotta learn how to live alongside them. You know, and it's a reality that we have here in Australia. But I reckon it's pretty awesome because, you know, the rest of the world looks at us Aussies and they're like, wow, those guys are tough living down there with the snakes. I think we should celebrate it.
Some of those snake catching websites don't help when you see there's a snake. They're not in the toilets anymore. They're on the toilet with the lid up. They're hiding behind the lid. They're not even in the toilet anymore.
It's the season for it too, that we are getting so many of those just carpet pythons around Australia Zoo everywhere. It was funny. We just briefly talked about it before we started this chat on air. I got bitten on the face by one of those carpet pythons not too long ago. He bit me right on the eye.
And how did that happen?
Literally on the eyeball?
Like right over like an eye patch, like covering my eye. The top jaw went in on the side of my temple and the other one was on the other side of my nose, like straight over the eye.
And don't they lock? Don't their jaws lock?
Well, see, the trouble is with them, they got such long teeth. Their teeth like get caught in your skin. And it's not their fault, but they've got to like unhook themselves. So, but this bloke, I rescued this snake, right? He's on a highway. And I'm like, I come in, I'm like, here, I'm going to swoop in and rescue you from certain death. And what does he do? He bites me on the eyeball.
Jeez.
It's a thankless job.
Now, hang on. Yeah. Robert, they're supposed to be the nice ones, the carpets. They're supposed to be a little bit passive.
Not that one.
Did you do something to it? What's going on?
Well, he was on a highway. So he was pretty
upset.
Riled up.
He was
like, oh my goodness, what do I do here? So it happens. But, you know, that's the thing with snakes. They're only about 2 inches off the ground, so they're more scared of us than we are of them. So,
other thing that has been biting you lately is Emily the curlew.
Oh my goodness! Always, bird.
If you're watching Robert Irwin on his socials, mostly on Insta now, tell us a bit about this.
Yeah,
bird.
Well, there's this bird that went viral worldwide. So there's this bird named Emily, and she is a curlew, and she lives out at one of our conservation properties. She's not an Australia Zoo bird. She's completely wild. And we went out there, you know, we visit our properties regularly. It's 100,000 acres of protected land. And this bird just showed up at the homestead. And we're thinking, geez, this thing's pretty confident. So I kind of, you know, approached her and went up to her and I sort of just videoed, wow, it's amazing how close you can get to her. And then out of nowhere, her eyes changed and she just locked onto me, come in and just went full attack mode. And every single time since, every time we visit there, month after month after month, she does this. She's not defending a nest.
Yep.
She's not, none of that. She's just purely hates me.
Oh,
and I posted about it on social and worldwide media is talking about Emily the curlew, which I love. It's cool, you know.
And do you think it's funny. A personal, like, is it like it with everyone?
She hates me.
She hates you.
She hates me. Loves Bindi, loves my little niece Grace. And we're worried about that, you know, little baby around an attack bird.
Yeah.
Loves it. In fact, she defends Grace. You know, if anyone gets close to her, she's like, hey, this is my little baby. I got to protect her.
Is that normal for a curlew?
Not for a wild one.
To want to be around humans? Like, why doesn't she just rack off?
I don't know. Because she's totally wild. Like, I get it if it's a bird that you've hand raised or a bird that lives at Australia Zoo. This bird's completely wild and just loves people and hates me. It's just loves to hate me, I think.
Have you tried reasoning with it? Like a bit of,
don't
you know who I am? Well, do you know how many of you lot I've seen?
I've tried. That doesn't work. No, I've done a whole anger management series with that bird and it has not gone well. It just keeps going downhill. I've got scars, you know. She's just... She doesn't like me, but that's all right. I love her, and we have an understanding.
Hey, so Steve Irwin Day. Why should people come along? What's the what's the message today?
It's a really, really special day, and this is a day that we had the year after Dad passed away, you know, you think this is a person who affected so much positive change. His message, his voice, just his love for life itself, it reached the entire world. And of course, you know, for us Australians, I think we all realize now just the amazing thing he did for the natural world. And it's just a way to celebrate that. So at the zoo itself, it's just a celebration of fun, family and wildlife. That's what he was all about. You come in, you wear your best khakis, and you get 10% off admission. It's just about giving people this family day. We'll all be in there feeding the crocodiles. We got the OG Wiggles that are coming in,
wow.
And they're performing. And to give you
the
an
OG,
idea.
What's the OG?
The original.
Jeff.
The real Jeff.
Oh, my God.
Wake up Jeff and Anthony and the absolute legends themselves.
Have you got the original Captain Feathersword? Is he in too?
Oh, yeah, mate. So, and it's funny, years and years and years ago, they actually filmed with Dad at the zoo. And since then, we've had a very, very strong connection with them. They are a bunch of dead set legends.
They are.
Just amazing human beings. It's going
to
be great.
I had to take my kid. I was in Sydney and I had to take my kid to hospital on Boxing Day.
Oh, no.
I'm going back. Oh, well, he's 16 now. Yeah. So he was 15 years ago. Yeah. The Wiggles were in the children's ward the hospital in Sydney.
That's awesome.
Singing to my son because he's very sick. Singing Wake Up Jeff, the originals.
Yeah.
And I just thought, you guys are millionaires, you know? Like, you guys are world famous. You don't have to be here, but here you are.
They are salt of the earth. Absolutely.
Absolutely brilliant. Now, come on, you're avoiding the question.
Okay.
Okay. Your dad got a bit of scrutiny for taking you into the croc cage, and he had you in one arm while he was throwing a hunk of meat to a
How
giant
awesome
crocodile.
How awesome is that?
I love it too.
Oh, it's so good.
How old were you?
I was a month old, yeah. My journey with crocodiles started at a young age.
So, Grace, is she
What's
where
going
she
on?
At?
Good question. Good question.
Come on, let's
now,
go.
I'm going to answer this carefully. No, see, that's the thing. Whenever you have a little infant, you know, and a little baby, it's an exciting world at the zoo. But yeah, Bindi has made sure that crocodiles are definitely not first cab off the rank for her time around. She's loving life at the zoo and absolutely just. Oh, she's the smartest little kid. She takes in everything. She is just a beautiful, beautiful old soul, that's for sure. Yeah.
Well,
but no crocs for her
yet.
But
come be unsupervised with Robert around the crocs.
Yeah.
No, but you've got a kulu that's willing to defend her.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean,
what could go wrong?
I think the rest writes itself. Anyway, look, I'll email Terry. It's okay. I'll get on. I'll talk to your mother. I'll sort this out. Robert, mate, thank you so much for coming and joining
absolutely.
Us again. We'll see you next week. Of course, Steve Irwin Day. Get your car key on. And we're absolutely going to love it.
Going to be great.
Groggy!
Groggy!